Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 303, six business English terms. ABC Company was launched in 1999. At the time, it was a small firm serving just local customers. Soon, business started booming, and ABC grew into an international powerhouse. ABC didn't need to worry about the bottom line because sales were strong and careful management kept overhead at a reasonable level. The results were amazing. Quarter after quarter, the profit grew and the company spent many years in the black. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at some key business English vocabulary and terms. We often use the word launch when we talk about a rocket going into space. In the business world, when you launch something, you begin doing it. You can launch a business or launch something in your business, like a new product or some kind of promotion. For example, I launched Happy English in 2010. Jack's company is launching a new marketing campaign. A firm is a company or a business, and quite often, a firm is a business that was formed by a partnership. For example, Liu works for an accounting firm. After 10 years with the law firm, Steve finally became a partner. Next, the word boom is often used to describe the sound of an explosion. In a similar way, in business, when something is booming, it is having great success or prosperity. For example, because Bob's new business is booming, he wants to open a second store. Thanks to a great social media campaign, sales are booming. A powerhouse is a successful and well-known company. For example, Google is a powerhouse in the IT industry. Among the various coffee shop chains, Starbucks is a powerhouse. The bottom line is literally the final line on the financial report of a company. The bottom line shows the amount of profit or loss of the business. For example, the CEO is satisfied with the bottom line this quarter. We need a new marketing campaign to improve the bottom line. Overhead is a non-countable noun and means the expenses of a company, like rent and payroll. For example, in general, online stores have low overhead because they don't need to pay high rent. The boss said we need to find a way to reduce our overhead. Finally, we have in the black and in the red. On the financial statement, black is used to show positive numbers, and red is used to show negative numbers. When a company is in the black, it is making a profit, and when the company is in the red, it's making a loss. For example, Jack's company spent many years in the black, even during a bad economy. If the company continues to be in the red, it may close. Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 303. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.